Hello again, and welcome to Studies in the Gospels, a program heard each week here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host of this program. And on Studies in the Gospels, each week we examine the life of Christ as we find in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We are currently looking at Jesus' last days with his disciples before his arrest. And today, we are going to be in Luke chapter 22, verses 24 through 30, as we look at the strife for preeminence. Now, I would remind you that this program is replayed in the evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. And also it will be posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in the next day or two. So if you would like to go back and look at this or any other previous programs, then you can go there and look back and pick up several months' worth of programs. And of course that is the case for any of the programs heard here on TGRN. But as I said, we're going to be looking at the strife for preeminence, and our text will come from Luke chapter 22, verses 24 through 30. Go there with me now. Now there was also a dispute among them as to which of them should be considered the greatest. And he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves. But you are those who have continued with me in my trials. And I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Now, early in this chapter, Jesus observed the Passover and instituted the Lord's Supper. Jesus spoke of his death that was at hand. Jesus had also told the 12 that one of them was going to betray him. This pronouncement concerning his betrayer sadly devolved into a petty bickering among the 12 as to who is the greatest. Notice verse 24. Now there was also a dispute among them as to which of them should be considered the greatest. Now this was not the first time that they had devolved into this type of argument. We saw this also in chapter 9. Jesus had looked forward to this moment with his disciples and to share the communion together with them as he established the memorial supper. How sad it must have been for the Lord to watch this dissolve into a petty argument among his disciples. How sad it must have been for Jesus to watch these men argue over who was the greatest at a time when they should have been humbling themselves at the partaking of the supper. It is easy for us to attack the disciples here. But how many times have you partaken of the Lord's Supper, and then just as soon as it is over, return to your selfish and prideful thoughts just moments after memorializing our Lord's supreme sacrifice? The disciples argue over who is the greatest, when in fact, not a one of them is worthy to loosen the sandals of Jesus. No one is great except Jesus. Jesus is going to show us what true greatness is in the kingdom of God. Jesus will define for us what greatness truly is. So now let's consider true greatness. First, let's think about what it is not. What is not true greatness? Notice verses 25 and 26 in our text. And he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves." The disciples were thinking in a worldly manner like other men. In the eyes of the world, kings stand over others and project their authority. Worldly leaders lord over others. Though worldly leaders are this way, they tell you what to do, and you go and do it. But in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is just the opposite. Those who are great in the kingdom of God are the servants. The great ones are those who become servants, and their leadership is by example. This is what leaders are to be in Christ's church. The Apostle Peter spoke to elders in this same manner. Notice 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 3. Peter addressing elders of the Lord's church. How are they to act? Notice, "Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock." It is far too often the case that many congregations of the Lord's church are not effective. And far too often the cause of that is due to elders that lord their authority rather than being a servant leader. This is something that also occurs with the deacons in many congregations. Also, we find that often preachers are also guilty of this in many places. Being a leader is not telling people what to do. Being a leader is not using your authority to compel or force people to do something. A great example of this is Paul in his dealing with Philemon. Now let's think about true greatness some more. We've thought about what it is not, but now let's think about what it is. What is true greatness? Now back in our text in Luke chapter 22, let's consider verses 26 and 27. But not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves. So now Jesus here tells his disciples what true greatness is made of. Young people held the lowest place, and the older people were more respected in those days. And thus, you had to make yourself a servant like the younger people generally were to the older. It goes against man's normal thinking. But the greatest person is not the one who strives to be on top, but the one that chooses the bottom. Listen to the question that Jesus asked in verse 27. For who is the greater, one who reclines at the table or one who serves? Jesus answers the question the same way that we would answer it. We would all say that the one sitting at the table is the one who is greater, not the one who serves. But Jesus turns that thinking upside down. As he goes on to say, but I am among you as the one who serves. The way that the world looks at things is not the way that God looks at things. Jesus is the picture of true greatness. But what did Jesus come to do? He came to serve. Jesus is the one who is serving. Jesus is our model for true greatness. Being Christ-like is to be a servant, to do for others without seeking recognition, but simply serving with joy. those brethren that do the little unnoticed things are truly the great ones. The one who takes the extra care in cleaning the building. The one who prepares the Lord's Supper for the congregation. The one that makes the phone call or sends the get well card. The one who engages in Bible study with people they meet. It's not the one out front in things, but the one behind the scenes doing the unnoticed things. If our only service is the things that are seen, then we will have our reward, that being the praise of men. But that certainly will not earn the praise of God. So now let's consider the true greatness that Jesus gives. Let's notice verses 28 to 30. But you are those who have continued with me in my trials, and I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. The apostles have stayed with Jesus through his trials, and Jesus is going to assign them a kingdom. They are going to share in Christ's kingdom, eating and drinking at his table in his kingdom, sitting on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Their greatness would come through the fact that they were serving Jesus, serving Israel, and serving the world by proclaiming the very words of God, the good news, the gospel, throughout the earth. So as we wrap things up today, what can we draw from these verses we've looked at today? I think one is we must consider and realize that Jesus is the only true greatness. Also, we can realize that true greatness is not by compulsion or power. True greatness is found through serving. Leadership comes from example. And finally, great people do the work that others don't want to do. Great people do the work behind the scenes. Great lessons for us from Luke chapter 22, verses 24 through 30. I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope that, again, you'll remember this program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it'll be posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in the next day or so. If the Lord wills, I will see you again next week at this same time for studies in the Gospels as we continue to look at Jesus' last days with his disciples. I hope you'll join me. Until we meet again, I hope that you'll have a great day. Stay tuned into the Gospel Radio Network for all of the programming. And again, till we meet again, this is Chris. saying so long, and may God bless.